Okay, I'm going to first ask you some what we call demographic questions, like your name and address and stuff like that. And maybe that'll be able to jog your memory so when we go on to get to your actual story. Okay, can you please say and spell your name for me?
My name is Tessie Ola Freeman. T-E-S-S-I-E O-L-A F-R-E-E-M-A-N.
What is the date of your birth, including the year?
I was born June 19, 1924. I'm 89 years old.
Hi. How would you describe your ethnic background?
Well, I'm proud to be American, and I'm proud to be an Afro person. Mm-hmm. My background for that is growing up in an all-black neighborhood, okay, where everybody was a family.
Okay. We can talk more about your neighborhood later on. Okay. What is your religion, if any, and what church you go to?
Baptist, and I go to Second Baptist in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
What is your highest level of formal education that you completed?
I completed the 12th grade, but I went 4 years in college.
Okay. Well, this next question is redundant. Did you ever attend additional school? Where did you, your college?
I went to Wayne State.
Wayne State, okay. What is your marital status?
I'm a widow.
How many children do you have?
I had three. I only have two now. My middle son died in 95.
How many siblings do you have?
I don't have any siblings. I'm the last of the five.
Five. What was your primary occupation?
I did domestic work, and I was a hairdresser.
Okay. And at what age did you retire?
I don't know whether I retired or just quit work. It was, I think I was about 79 or 80.
Yeah, 79 or 80, right, okay. Okay, we're going to talk about some memories of your childhood and youth. even if these questions jog memories about other times in your life, just respond to the memories for just the part that I ask you for. What was your family like when you were a child?
Well, my family was a unique family. We stayed together, my mother and my three sisters and my brother. My mother worked, and she saw that we had everything that we needed to the best of her ability. And it was just a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of work did your parents do?
My mother was a seamstress, and my father worked in a coal mine.
Mm. What is your earliest memory of them?
Well, my early memory, as I said, my mother was a seamstress. She worked for J.C. Penney. She made children gowns and pajamas at that time. My father worked in a coal mine, and my mother and father separated when I was about nine, and my father moved to Tuskegee. But he had never forgotten the children. He always sent help to my mother for the things that we needed.
Were there any special days or events or family traditions or reunions you remember from your childhood?
Well, when I was a child, we didn't have what they say a reunion. We just had gathering. Mm-hmm. And it was just mostly with the relatives that was in the area. And I remember the community would always have what was known as an ice cream social. And they also would have talent shows for the kids. Mm-hmm. And that was a great event for us, mm-hmm. you know, to participate in things like that.
Did you take part in it? Did you do something in it?
Yes, I love poetry, and I always recited some type of poetry. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What holidays did your family celebrate?
Well, we celebrated all of the holidays, but we celebrated with a big meal mm-hmm. And gathering of the family.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the food?
Oh, yes. One of the favorites, Southern tea cakes and a sweet potato pudding. and just the regular food, you know, that mm-hmm. you would eat.
Mm-hmm. This next question says, how are the holidays traditionally celebrated in your family? Were there any special traditions that you all did?
Not that I can remember no special one, because mm-hmm. all of them were special to me, okay. you know, so I can't remember just one in particular.
You've answered this in the beginning, but I'm going to ask it again. What was the highest grade you completed?
Well, the 12th grade. I completed the 12th grade, and in 1974, when my youngest son was graduating from high school, he didn't want to go to college. And at that time, they had what is known as lifelong learning for older people. Mm-hmm. So I taken that class, and I went to Wayne State for 4 years. But I didn't graduate because I owed them.
Oh, okay. Did you play any sports or join any other activities outside of school?
Yes, in our community, we had a ball team. And we played. We had a girls' ball team and a boys' ball team. And then we end up playing against each other. So that was the only sport. And then in my older age, I was on bowling league. Okay.
Did you play any sports? No, I have to. What about your school experience in being different from school as you know it today?
Well, my experience at school, I went to an all-black school in Alabama. It's nothing like the schools are today. I mean, the kids, they bully each other and all, and that's a hardship on kids, because going to school as a whole is a big problem. But then when you have this bullying that you have to contend with, that's making it much harder for you, and it holds you back. So kids then was more friendly and loving towards one another than they are today.
Did your family have any special sayings or expressions during this time that you remember?
Yes, my mother had this one. She would always say, "Don't say you can't do anything. Try." She said, "Cause you fail if you don't try. But try not to fail." Mm-hmm. And then another one she would say, "Anything in life, if you want it, you have to work for it."
Were there any changes in your family life during your school years? You mentioned your father.
Yeah, my father and my mother separated. But no, I can't remember anything that significant that I could recall.
It didn't. Life just went on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When thinking back on your school years, what important social or historical events were taking place at that time, and how did they personally affect you or your family? Any social or historical event?
I can't just say. That one kind of got me. Mm-hmm. Historical. I can't answer that.
Okay, help me a little bit. You lived during the era of segregation, but you said you went to an all-black school in Alabama. Mm-hmm. Can you speak about that? Like, was your school segregated? Was the elementary school near your home? Was there a high school for black students in the same area? How did you get to school? Who were your teachers? Were there restaurants or eating places for blacks where you live? How were black visitors accommodated when they came?
Yes, that was an elementary school in my neighborhood. But it wasn't a high school. We had to go to a little subdivision for a high school. And we went there by bus. The bus driver lived in our community. And he would pick us up first about 7 o'clock and take us to the school. Then he'll go and pick up another group and bring them to the same school. And then he would take them home first. Then he'll bring us home because that's where he lived. And the school was all black. And the teachers then, at the time, was more concerned, I think, with the kids' education, that they wanted to make sure that you succeed. I had this one teacher, and we used to call her Mackenzie. And Mackenzie, she would always tell us, books and boys do not mix. And then we would tease her and aggravate her, because if we knew she was looking at us, we would grab a boy's hand, and then we'd talk. And she'll come and separate you and say, books and boys don't mix. And we made a game out of that. So the high school that I went to, you had a lot of opportunity to learn. We had canning, we had sewing, we had cosmetology, we had band, woodwork, and you could take any of those subjects. And I think I'd taken them all. And my mother used to tell me all the time, why don't you just stick to one thing? Because every semester I had something else. And I'm glad I did that because I learned how to do a lot. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So were the teachers black too?
Yeah, all the teachers were black. All black school, all black teachers. Mm-hmm. All black bus driver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you get to the high school?
The bus driver.
The bus driver.
Because he lived in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And were there any restaurants or eating places for blacks where you live?
No, there wasn't. And if we visitors came to town, they stayed with relatives.
Okay.
There wasn't no hotels in the area. But you could go further down in Birmingham, and there was hotel, but we couldn't stay there.
Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit about adulthood, marriage, and family life now. Okay. This set of questions covers a fairly long period of your life, from the time you completed your education entered the labor force, started a family, until all of your children left home, and you or your spouse retired. So we might be talking about a stretch of time spanning as much as 4 decades. All right. After you finished high school, where did you live?
After I finished high school, my mother and I came to Michigan because my 3 older sisters was living here in Michigan, and my brother was in the Army. And they wanted Mama and I to come up here to live, but I told Mama I was going to graduate from my high school before we came. I graduated in June of 1945, and we moved to Michigan in July of 1945. And I've been here ever since. I was married in 47, and I lived in Ypsilanti for a short time. And then I moved back to Willow Run. And that's where I'm living now, in Willow Run. The city was Willow Run, but they changed it onto Ypsilanti because at that time they moved the post office from Willow Run to Ypsilanti. And then we became Ypsilanti, but it's still Willow Run. Okay.
Did you meet your husband? Was he in Michigan already?
He was born and raised in Michigan. He was in the service when I moved to Michigan. He got out of the service in 46, and that's when I met him.
But where did you meet him?
Well, my sister was married to his brother, and he used to take us to work and come back and pick us up, and he rode with him, and I met him that way.
Okay.
And we was married, and we had 3 sons.
Tell me what it was like when you were dating. What were your engagement and wedding like?
Well, dating him, it was, there's a lot of places you couldn't go at that time. So we would just go for long rides.
In Willow Run and Ipsy, there were a lot of places you couldn't go.
Right. We would just go for long rides. Every Sunday evening we went for a long ride. And we'd go to the movie, because there was a theater right in Willow Run. And then there was Cunningham Drugstore. We may go down there and have a sandwich and ice cream or something of that kind, like that. But that was the extent of it. I didn't have a wedding. We went to Toledo and got married. And I worked at the airport for a short time. And then I got a job at St. Joe's Hospital. And I worked there. I did that before I got married. And after I got married, I didn't work for a long time, because I started a family.
Raising the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your children and what life was like when they were young and living in the house. And what did your family enjoy doing together when your kids were still at home?
Before she answers that question, I'm going to see if you need a break.
No?
Okay, you're good. Okay, good.
She's doing good.
Does she need another clinics?
No.
Do you need another clinic?
No.
No. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. Tell me about your children and what life was like when they were young and living in the house. And what did your family enjoy doing together when your kids were still at home?
My husband always taken us to ball games, and he and I both were great sports lovers.
Mm-hmm. Baseball games or?
Baseball, football, softball, mm-hmm. you name it. Mm-hmm. And my oldest son, when he played football for Willow Run High School, we would attend every game, didn't care where it was. And a lot of his players would say, I know who's going to be at the ball game if nobody else's parents are going to be there. Said, Mr. and Mrs. Freeman going to be at the ball game. And I said, well, you know, their parents ought to support them, too. And then after he graduated, my second son, he played football. And we followed him through his whole high school games and all. Mm-hmm. My youngest son, he didn't play sports. He played sports, but not on a team. And they all is, well, my oldest son is married. He had one son. My middle son had one son. And my youngest son have a girl and a boy. So he have two kids. And they are in the Ypsilanti area.
Mm-hmm. All around here. Tell me, you mentioned that you all love sports and you went to the game. Are there any other personal favorite things that you do for fun?
Well, we will always take the children to when the Harlem Globetrotters was come to Easton or in Detroit, we always take them there because they really enjoyed, you know, seeing them. Mm-hmm. We will go on fishing trips, not out of state or out of town, just around in the area. And we used to attend church, and that just about.
Okay. Are there any special days, events, or family traditions you practice that differed from your childhood traditions when you were in?
No, because when I was a child, I was raised up in the church. And the family did things together then. And as an adult, we attended church, my family, and we went to events. So I don't see anything different that I did from a child until an adult.
All right, we're going to talk about retirement. You said you just quit, but this set of questions covers a fairly long period of your life, from the time you entered the labor force or started a family up to the present time. What was your main field of employment?
Domestic work and hairdressing. I worked for several families in the Ypsilanti area, and I enjoyed my work because I was my own boss. Mm-hmm. I went to work when I got ready, mm-hmm. and I worked as long as I wanted to. And there was something that they asked me to do, and I told them I didn't do that. And I just spoke up. And this one lady told me, she says, you know, I like the way you talk. And I says, well, if I don't like nothing and don't want to do it, I'm going to let you know. And they didn't push me to do nothing. I know one day this lady asked me to clean the oven because she was having her bridge club over. And she wanted to know what I cleaned the oven. And I said, I don't like to clean oven. And she said, you know, I like the way you say it, I don't. And I said, well, I'm just telling you, I don't like to clean them. Mm-hmm. And she bought her oven stove that was self-cleaning. And she didn't ask me to do that anymore.
Did you do the hairdressing at the same time you were doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did hair.
Now, how'd you handle that?
Well, I mostly did hair on the weekend or the days I was off. Or some evenings I would do hair after I get home, feed my family, and then I would do hair.
Um, how did you get started? How did you get started in both your, you know, was it an interest or?
Well, as I say, we were taught cosmetology in high school. And that followed me, you know, into my adult years. But the working out of the home, I figured that I needed more than what my husband was giving us because he was the only one working and we had three kids to raise with a house note and a car note and all of that. So I went to work then to help out.
Can you tell me, you've explained it a little bit, that you said you did hair on the weekends and domestic during the week, but can you tell me a typical day like during the working years of your adult life? What would a typical day look like?
Well, a typical day to me, what I would get up in the morning, and I hope I answer this right, and after the kids would go to school, then I would do my housework, do all of my chores and all. And I like craft. I love to crochet and knit and do different craft. And that's how I spent a lot of my time then, and that's how I spend a lot of my time now. I don't know whether I answered that right or not.
It's no right or wrong. It's how you did your day. What is the biggest difference in your main friend of employment from the time you started until now?
Difference between my friend.
Well, wait, there's something wrong with this. Your main friend. I'll just skip that one.
Just sort of do whatever would happen.
Yeah. What do you value most about what you did for a living and why?
Well, I value, I guess, the money because I needed that and that helped out a lot. And I value the time, I guess, that I worked because I always worked around nice people. And just like I said, I always spoke my mind. You know, if I didn't like anything, I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I guess I just value just having a job.
Mm-hmm. But did you enjoy your work?
Oh, yeah. Because every home that I went into was different. I mean, I enjoyed what I did. And that made me do my housework much better because when I came home, if I did theirs and it looked good, I wanted mine to look good. And so, yeah, I enjoyed my work. And doing hair, I enjoyed trying to make the ladies look nice and all. So.
How did your life change when you... you and or your spouse retired and all the children left home?
Well, it was more so because my husband, he was a quiet guy and he didn't, other than sports, he didn't wasn't interested in doing anything, just traveling and all of that, but he didn't mind me traveling and I traveled quite a bit. So that was the only thing that, you know, changed after the kids, you know, left home. Mm-hmm. We had more time to ourselves, you know.
Was that good?
Yeah.
When thinking back on your working adult life, what important social or historical events were taking place at that time? And did they affect you personally, you and your family? Anything historically, do you remember, can you remember, or socially?
Hmm. No, the only thing that I can look back on is the way things have changed now. And the way people living now, you're living longer now than you used to. And the working conditions all have changed. Now we used to didn't have restaurants and hotels we can go to, but now we have those that you can go to. So that's a big change. Jobs have changed. You can get better jobs, good paying jobs now, where you have to, before you had the low, jobs that pay less. So that's been a big change. And education has been a great big change in the life of people.
So it impacted you and your family. The schools, the jobs, and the being able to go to different restaurants that you weren't. And you weren't when you first came to Lipstick. You were unable to do something.
No, you could go to Cunningham's and get a hot dog, but you had to go outside to eat it. You couldn't sit there in Cunningham's and eat it. Mm-hmm. And restaurants, that was out of the picture. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't go there.
So how about the schools were integrated when your kids...
Yeah, they was all integrated.
Okay. When you came. Okay. These are about social life and events in your life. Tell me how it is for you to live in the community that you're living, in this community.
Well, in the community that I live in, to tell the truth, I don't even know some of my neighbors because my area have turned over. A lot of people have moved out, and Section 8 is buying a house and putting in and everybody in them. So you don't know your neighbors.
But you did earlier on?
Oh, yes. Early on, I knew everybody that lived in the three streets from where I live at. And I knew everybody on every street. But now I don't even know the people four doors from me now. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody goes in, close their doors, and everybody's, you know, people's not as friendly as they used to be to me.
When thinking back on your entire life, what important historical events had the greatest impact on you?
I guess you could say the freedom that we have now, that we didn't have before.
In terms of what?
Well, you can just about say where you want to live, and you can just about say what kind of job you want, and you try to get that job. You can, repeat the question.
Well, you are giving me some things. I just want to know what was one social or what important social and historical events had the greatest impact on you? And you've mentioned, you know, housing, jobs.
Schools, the education, you know.
Education.
So that's
for you. When thinking back over your entire life, what are you most proud of?
I'm proud of my family. I'm proud that I was able to raise three sons. And I'm proud that they are doing well. I'm proud that I had a good marriage life, and I'm proud that I'm a child of God, and I'm proud that I'm still living.
What advice would you give to this younger generation?
The advice that I would give to the younger generation is to respect the elders, to love yourself, to love God, do unto others as you have them to do unto you, and get an education. And that's what I would leave to the younger generation.
Thank you.